Good morning, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreaters. It is the 6th of September 2022, and today we're going to be looking at healthy boundaries. Last week, we spoke about burnout, and I felt it necessary to just touch on this topic today, because one of the reasons that can lead to burnout is when we don't have boundaries in place, healthy boundaries. Do you know, there was a time just before I burned myself out that I honestly could not say no to anybody. And I felt like I was doing good. I felt like I was doing the purposes of God and healing the world one day at a time. But I later realized that there are good things to do, but that there are God things to do. And that I believe that knowing the difference between the two is what prevents us from burnout. A very special friend once taught me that we can go around doing good all day, but that it will wear us down if we have not taken the time to discern where we need to be. And there is also quicker breakthrough because the Holy Spirit is already in the situation or at work in the person that we are dealing with. And so when I think back now, I also remember that in my worn out state, I really did get to a place of offense and anger and resentment. And that is because there is no breakthrough. And what ultimately then happens is that we end up being abused or used by people. And we need to guard against this. In fact, in Proverbs 4 verse 23, it says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. Do you remember last week we also spoke about vision and purpose in life? And so I want to say that it is vitally important to learn the art of saying no, because it protects our time and it protects that vision or purpose. And so today we're talking about focus here. Michael Leboeuf says, devoting a little of yourself to everything means committing a great deal of yourself to nothing. I often wonder what would have happened in the great Bible accounts if those people written about were not focused on where they had to be and what they had to do. Imagine for me for a moment the following. Would Joseph and Mary have escaped Herod's killing of the babies when God told them to leave? Would the disciples have found the correct donkey and colt that Jesus rode on? Would Ananias have gone to lay hands on Saul to restore his sight so that he could do the marvelous things that he did? Would David have won the battles he did without the strategies he was given? Would Jesus have encountered the woman at the well, which led to multitudes being led to the Lord? Oh, and there are countless examples in the Word. Any of these people could have been off elsewhere and missed their calling or purpose. Jesus is our model, and he is a perfect model. In John 5, verse 19, it says, Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son does also. And so this is the secret. This is the answer. If we can let God guide us, we can be sure that of our responsibilities and also where our responsibilities end, and we can establish good boundaries. And yes, God is interested in our smallest details of our lives, and he is able to help us discern even down to this level of detail. It's your choice whether you allow him to or not, and that comes out of relationship with him. Before I go, I just want to list four main reasons why we find it hard to say no. And I want to urge you to ask the Holy Spirit to teach you to discern in each one of these, because you're going to face these daily. Ask him to show you what is good and what is God. The first one I want to address is that we often find that people put unreasonable expectations on us. And you know what? Sometimes we even do this to ourselves. And we need to discern between our responsibility and what is not our responsibility, or what is merely expectations from others. The second one is that there is just too much to do, and we can all argue this. There's always going to be things to do, and there's always things that you could or should do. But yeah, we need to discern where the pressure is coming from, whether it's from ourselves, whether it's from others, or whether it is from the heart of God. I remember going on holiday and taking my laptop with and working, because for that whole week, I couldn't see myself just switching off and enjoying a holiday, because there was just so much to do. But we need to discern where that pressure is coming from, because very often, in fact, most of the time, when I got home, the week goes by so fast that people don't even notice that you're gone. The third thing, and this is one of the most important ones, and I think the one that we struggle with the most, is that people need me. I want to say, yeah, that we need to be careful of falling into the trap of loving being needed. It's nice to be needed. It's nice to feel needed. But this is also one of the biggest plots of the enemy to keep us busy and distracted. We don't want to offend people. And so we need to ask the Holy Spirit to discern for us who or what is driving that need. A.W. Tozer said, "To be right with God has often meant to be in trouble with men." In Galatians 1, verse 10, it says, "For I am now, am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of God." Those are very powerful words. Listen to them again. Galatians 1, verse 10. "For I am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of God." The last one is that we don't know how to rest. Oh, and do I battle with this? In fact, I was just speaking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she was just saying that she was trying to relax on the weekend, but every time she lay down, she just felt so guilty because she wasn't doing something. We need to rest. And it says, yeah, God's presence will give us rest. It soothes, it comforts, it settles, it consoles, and it quietens us. And so we need to discern when we need to rest, and we need to take those opportunities when they come up. We can't go wrong when God leads us. In Proverbs 3, verse 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Just want to read that one again. Proverbs 3, verse 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Guard your heart, protect your vision and your purpose, and stay focused. Learn to say no. John Maxwell says, "To be successful, we must be ruthless in our judgments of what we should not do." And so, my homework for you this week is that as you're making your to-do list, it's vitally important, and even more so, to make stop doing lists. Have an awesome and blessed week, and we'll chat again next weekend. Goodbye.